And today is Monday, baby. It is Mad Music Monday, honey. It is going to be hot because the music therapy experiment is on air. It is going down on today. Y'all know I just love me some Dr. John Klein. He is just phenomenal, phenomenal. He is the Yanni. Yes, he is. He is the Yanni, honey. Listen, it's the music therapy experiment on today, and it's going to be going on, my darlings. Listen, special showcase for the music therapy experiment. Listen, I am broadcasting live from the Windy City. It is really nice today, y'all darlings. 80 degrees. It hit 80 degrees out today. Sunny today in the Windy City. It is May 22nd, 2023. It is 7 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 8 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it on up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and the honorary member in India, Kuwait. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumbaRum.com. There is two different flavors of Gumba Rum in stock. Natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve. Come up and see me sometime. Gum. Listen. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. Also, Steve Gum and Gumba Rum is sponsoring the Fierce Female Network. Going to be singing in Hawaii, my darlings. Channel 50. Hot Rock TV, yes indeed. Channel 50 with Hot Rock TV. It's going to be going on, my darlings. Ronnie James, I am so happy and elated. Listen, Ronnie James, thank you, darling. Thank you for sharing your channel with the Fierce Female Network. And Steve Gum sponsoring the Fierce Female Network. Oh, my gosh. And it's going to be a stone cold blast. Have some really nice music videos that's coming in. So listen, I'm really excited about it. I can't tell you how excited I am. But listen. It's going to be going on. It's going to be going down. So listen, I want you guys to do me a favor before I get into the music. Come on, engineer, do this thing for me. While y'all on Facebook, use the keyword Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I greatly appreciate it. Come on, engineer, do your thing up in here. All over. Ha ha ha!
Come on, come on.
Do it, do it, do it, do it. Come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Yes, indeed. Your music is being heard all over the world. Yes, indeed, my darlings. The music is being heard all over the world, 23 countries. Oh, my God, yes. 23 countries touching down in Bangladesh, Germany, Canada, the UK. It is Queen on, my darlings. Listen, got some super bad music for you on today, the music experiment with Dr. John Klein. You know, he just really fascinates me. And listen, let me tell y'all something up in here. I just don't be saying stuff just to be having words falling out of my mouth. I really mean what I say. Dr. John Klein, he really does. He fascinates me. You know why? Because he is a walking encyclopedia of such. When I say walking encyclopedia, he's a walking encyclopedia on the subjects that he has studied. Listen, so listen, he is a psychologist, and he is just so, oh my gosh. Listen, I soak up the knowledge from him. When he tells me something and he sends me a message, I read, I'm like, oh, this is just lovely. Listen, I'm just that kind of person. I love to soak up knowledge. And when he talks about music and he explains, and I'm like, yes, I'm sitting at your feet. I'm sitting at your feet. I'm sitting at your feet. I'm learning. I'm learning. I'm learning. Listen, not one person knows everything about everything. Do you hear me up in here? So listen, you got to learn from someone. Let me tell you something. You know, here comes a life lesson. You guys know I am a trained, licensed life coach by Monique Carradine. She was a journalist. She worked for Fox 33 News here in the Windy City. She's no longer there. This was years ago. Way, way, way back when. My gosh, I think it was around, when did I train with Monique? I think it was around 2010. Can you believe that? 2010. Jesus Christ. So it was a long time ago. I had the privilege of working with her. So let me tell you this real quickly. Not everybody knows everything. You know, and I don't like that saying. Listen, let me tell you this really quick. You know, you have some people that have this thing. I don't hear it too much nowadays, but a long time ago, they used to say, I'm not a master of anything. I'm not a master of everything. A jack of all trades and a master of none. I don't like that. You know why I don't like that? Because, listen, you ought to be able to be an expert in something. Listen, you can be a jack of trades and in different things. But, listen, don't ever tell anybody you are a master of none, because that's saying that you're not a master of anything. If you are a person that's a business owner, you better best believe in that you're an expert at what you do. You're not going to be walking around saying that you're just, you know, a jack of all these different trades. Listen, because that is the worst thing in the world. You know, people need to understand this. So listen, the point is this. Be an expert at what you do. You know what I'm saying. Now listen, I do radio. Yeah. I do radio. I'm an orator. Really, I'm an orator. I am an expert in speaking to large numbers of people. I know some people are saying, yada, yada, yada. But let me tell you something. You know why I say that? I'm an expert when it comes to speaking to large numbers of people, because it doesn't scare me. People can get up and speak in front of a large crowd. They're so nervous. They're yada, yada, yada. Nah. Listen. When you have the gift down in you, you just get up and you do it. You don't even think about it. It's just, you open your mouth and it just comes out. Right? So listen, let me tell you something. You have to be a master and an expert at something. You have to be the go-to person. And I read this on Instagram as well, on Instagram. And I love Sharon Bizon. She's great. I used to shy away from her a long time ago because, I mean, she would be hard and heavy, right? But now I look at her post and I read it. She has something of value to say. Every single post that she puts up there, it is of value. Listen, you got to bring value to your customer, right? You got to bring value. You got to be an expert at what you do. So listen. Now let me get down to the music with the music therapy experiment. You're going to love this. He's got some great music. You're going to love this. I love the song Agent of Change. So listen, that's coming up first, Agent of Change, and then I got something else for you. Take a listen to this, Agent of Change. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. That is Agent of Change, Agent of Change. You know, I love his music. You know why? It makes me feel good. And also, I was listening to Agent of Change. It reminds me of classic television. I love classic television. Don't you just love classic television? And it's like Elliot Ness. It makes me think of Elliot Ness, that song, Agent of Change. It makes me think of Elliot Ness, right, and The Untouchables. That music could be set to like a soundtrack with Elliot Ness and Untouchables, where Elliot Ness is going down the streets of Chicago, and he's doing his thing, and he's getting all the criminals and the bad boys off the streets. Oh, listen, I am telling you, I love this music. It just makes you feel good. It's so relaxing. It's so soothing. And I have some more that's coming up for you as well. And so, listen, let me tell you this as well. Dr. John Klein enjoys creating his own fake, and he loves to encourage artists, scholars, armchair philosophers, writers, poets, and musicians to create music, art, and literature simply for the joy of it. And I love that. I love that he says that because that's what I love. I love to create literature. I love to write. And it just, when you know, when it pours out of you, it's just like it's on a whole different level. You don't have to force it. Listen, that's the gift of it. When you don't have to force it, it just pours out of you. You know, when you just sit down at the desk, you got the pen in your hand, it just continues to pour. It's like a fountain. It's just like a fountain, and it just pours out and pours out and pours out. I just love it. And I remember when I was writing Moxie, I was writing this book called Moxie, and then the title got changed to Pains of Love. I remember going to I was living in Forest Park, and I'm coming up with the next song. Let me tell you this. I was going to the library in Forest Park, and I would sit at the computer and type out Moxie. That was the name of it, the first name before it changed to The Pains of Love. I would sit there at the computer, and I would type. And let me tell you something. Evidently, what I was typing was pretty juicy because the guy, that was sitting next to me, would be reading what I was typing. I'm like, and I would get a little bit embarrassed because there's parts in that story that's a little, you know, provocative, and they were, like, reading it. So I'm like, okay, all right. So I just kept typing. And you listen, and you know you got to give. Listen, my artists and writers, you know you have to give when the story writes itself. And that is the thing. That is the thing when the story writes itself. You really don't run into, what do they call that thing, a writer's block. I don't get that. Not really. Because stories write itself. You sit down and the story just writes itself. And some people probably want, what in the family is he talking about? The characters just walk in, they take over, and you just sit there and you write. It is the most marvelous experience you could ever have. And listen, let me tell you something. And those are some of the best, juiciest stories. And some of those things I have not even published yet. Can you believe that? So listen, let me tell you something. I got some more music that's coming up for you. This one is called Neurogenics. Neurogenesis. You're going to love it. It is awesome. Phenomenal. Take a listen to Neurogenesis. Check it out. I love it. That is neurogenesis, neurogenesis. I just feel like I was at the ballet or orchestra. You know, it's just wonderful. It's a wonderful experience. I'm pretty much out of time. Listen, you guys, it has been superlicious good. That is Dr. John Klein. And listen, the music therapy experience. Do this for me. While you're on Spotify, use the search tool. Use the search tool and put in the music therapy experiment. You will pull up Dr. John Klein. You'll see his bio, you'll see his profile, and you'll see the music therapy experiment. I want you to check out all the music under the music therapy experiment on Spotify and get the experience. You will love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Listen, and you know, it'll be in your library, your music library. You'll get to hear it, put it on repeat, and listen to it, and enjoy on your ride to work. When you're driving to work, just listen and enjoy, honey. Just do that. You know, just like Pinky and the Brain. You guys remember the show? I don't know where that came from. You remember that show, the Pinky and the Brain? Well, listen, and all the gorgeous music and Pinky and the Brain. So listen, you put that on, and so listen, you got Pinky and the Brain, the smart one. Well, at least thought it was smart. So listen, you put it on repeat, and you just play it while you're driving to work. You're driving to work. You're just like Fred Flintstone, not thinking about anything. You got your foot on the gas pedal, and you're just driving and having a great time, and you got the music therapy experience. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a superlicious good time, but guess what? I'll get to come back on tomorrow and do it all over again. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul. You